This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home. Yeah.
Guys, our very own Randy McMichael, who of course played tight end in the league, had a blazing hot take about this very situation. Take a listen.
Tim Tebow will not be a good tight end, period. But no culture is built by the 50th man on the roster, all right? Tim Tebow is not coming in to change the narrative of the whole culture of Jacksonville because he on the team. Nobody wants nobody in the middle of no circuit talking about, it's for me, it's for you, you see my eye block, so it's 413. Nobody want to hear that mess, Tim. Don't they get the clipboard in the hat and go kick rocks. We trying to win.
I just want to say one thing to the fans and everybody. Gator Nation, I'm sorry.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Final hour of the program, man, on a Friday. Yeah, and it was funny when Trevor Lawrence had, like, was hamstrings, is that what it was? Or whatever.
Yeah,
he was
dealing with. Out.
Get Tebow in there. It's mini camp. It is John Chuckery in for Carl. Chris, pressing the buttons. Hopefully, if you got Hawks tickets, you are moving towards the arena as we speak because it's Friday, man, in the A, and there's a lot of stuff going on. There's the Juneteenth celebration at Centennial Olympic Park.
By the way, traffic is back to pre-pandemic levels in all these areas. So give yourself plenty of time.
Yeah, 20 minutes coming up here. I make it to where I live, I can make it to, like, the old Turner Field in, like, 15, 20 minutes, and then boom, red light, you know, and then everything just stops. And it's like the five lanes.
Are lots of people still taking MARTA? Is MARTA really kind of blowing up with all this, you know, through the pandemic and stuff like that? Are they running pretty wild, or how's that going?
Honestly, I got to be honest with you. Since I moved out to the Burr, I've been taking MARTA since my last Falcons game.
Right.
You know, Drunk Larry and I, going to one of the two games I went to last year.
I mean, it seems like MARTA would be the way to go. Maybe stop by the Centennial Park for the Juneteenth celebration and head over to State Farm Arena from there. But it's going to be a lot of traffic, folks, a lot of things going on around downtown. Obviously, it's a huge night in Atlanta. Sold-out crowd, another 700 people we heard from Steve Coonan for your standing room only tickets. Of course, we're going to take you right up to pregame coverage. 7 o'clock on pregame, 7:30 tip tonight. Steve Holman, Mike Connie with the call on all of it right here on the home of the Hawks, 92.9 The Game.
Bang! We talked earlier. We gave a tutorial on how you sync up your TV with the radio. Again, also, Steve, they're also on Sirius, too, with the that broadcast.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they are on Sirius so XM. Yes.
Can help you out. Sometimes that's a little easier to sync up. Anyway, guys, we got a lot of stuff going on. Let's hit the top. Normally, Carl does this. I will try to reach the range. The top three!
It's time for the top three at six.
Top three at six.
Now, let's see what we have here.
Top three at six, brought to you by New Realm Brewing this summer. John Chuckery mixed things up with New Realm Brewing's Beach Crusher Variety 12-pack. Pretty cool idea. Featuring four deliciously refreshing brews that pair perfectly with the Georgia summer, including the top sellers Hazy Like a Fox IPA, Hoptropolis IPA as well. Track it down near you using Beer Finder.
Yeah, I remember all of those guys in WCW in 1996. You know, I mean, listen, Beach Crusher was really good. Hazy Like a Fox, it was pretty cool. That was a pretty good gimmick he had.
Crusher is a great name for a brew. I got to give you that. Hey, man, number one story, obviously, is the Hawks. We've been talking about it today. But let's kind of double down on the NBA. The trades, the drama in Dallas. We talked about Rick Carlisle stepping down yesterday. Donnie Nelson gone. More information now coming out. The Athletic article apparently was accurate that Mark Cuban said it was complete bull blank about Luka. So when all is said and done, if Trey gets up there to the Eastern Conference Finals and Luka is now starting to be characterized as a diva, a tremendous talent, but nonetheless, a lot of drama. How about that? Meanwhile, the big trade, though, Al Horford. I know you love big money still floating around the NBA. Al Horford going back to Boston. Kemba Walker on the move to OKC.
Yeah, it kind of proves that, listen, you can move big money contracts around nowadays. Kemba Walker, Al Horford, lots of draft picks that are involved on all of this. You know, and Brad Stevens, by the way, I mean, you don't normally see a move like this at this time of the year.
Right.
Like, we're not even into the conference finals, mm-hmm. and Kemba Walker, who just signed this deal, off he goes, and he's going to OKC.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Celtics looking obviously for, mm-hmm. you know, a coach right now. They're trying to find, right. you know, that. Boy, they've got a really, obviously with Tatum and those guys, they've got a really nice roster in some ways. But really underachieved, and Kemba Walker just, I guess, you know, just didn't bring enough right. for that team this year. I don't watch the Celtics enough to tell you anything about them, but it is amazing, you know. And again, that's part of the NBA, though, right? You have to move the money. You know, the money has to fit and work more than anything else. The money has to fit. Al Horford's got $53 million still owed to him.
Unbelievable, man. We talked about life. You know, Al, when he was here, I mean, solid piece, but I mean, it's the unreality of the NBA yep. salary structure. Also, we asked Charles Barkley about it coming up, but what do you think tonight? Can Paul George do it again? It's in L.A. They're at Staples, but they can knock out the Jazz tonight and set up a Clippers-Suns Western Conference
championship. Boy, how good was he the other night? I mean, that, you know, for all the grief and all the crap that he has taken, you know, sometimes – you don't want to lose Kawhi Leonard. But, you know, sometimes when you have, you know, you have addition by subtraction because now Paul George knows that he has to be that guy. And he stepped up. And I understand he had – but, you know, it's funny because Paul George was really good with Indiana. I mean, when he was with the Pacers and he started to get that rep toward the end and then, of course, you know, what happened last year and all that. But, man, he is such a good – when he is on, he's another one of those guys, man. He's an elite-level player.
But, guys, you know, Durant, and sometimes it's to do with their social media profiles and all the other little side stories that have developed. But Durant, to put the team on his back to do the things he did. But then, of course, the Bucks. I mean, I don't know where this one is going. I know that James Harden, we heard LeBron James complaining about all these guys being injured. Steve Koonin gave you like six examples of guys simply landing on another guy's foot. It has nothing to do with, you know, the extra wear and tear of the compressed schedule on the heels of a late season last year in the bubble. I mean, how about this? How about James Harden? You lose 15 pounds and maybe you wouldn't be jacking up your hamstring.
Well, listen.
We could all stand to lose some LBs, but everybody in the NBA is generally carved out of wood, and he looks like a walking beanbag chair.
Well, first off, Durant is at a whole nother world. I mean, his ability is just at a whole nother level. I mean, he really is. He really is an amazing, dynamic player. I don't know. Is he the best player in the NBA right now? He's right there in that conversation. I know Giannis and, you know, Embiid and some of these guys, but, you know, he's right there in that conversation of the best players. And when he's healthy and he's right, there is no bet. I don't care how good Harden is offensively. I'll take Kevin Durant and the ability to be at 7 foot and shoot the way that he can shoot. And he's been magnificent out of all. And look, he's got to be. They're not going to win unless he puts up Superman numbers. He has to put up not good, not great. He has to put up Superman numbers for them to win.
Hey, man, story number two is the U.S. Open. Again, we've been so focused, obviously, on what's going on here with our Atlanta Hawks. Normally, we'd be giving you a lot of time. We did speak to Noda Begay earlier in the week, and he talked about a couple of guys he liked, including
Gesundheit.
John Rahm and Richard Bland. Not familiar with his work, but the Englishman is at 5-under, shot a 67 today. Louis Oosthuizen at 4-under. Georgia boy. Russell Henley. He is at 4 under, and I guess he is on the 7th. He's played 8 holes now out there at Torrey Pines. Hey, here's a blast from the past, speaking of Georgia golfers. Bubba Watson at 3 under.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, surprising some low scores that we saw, especially after the first day when you had guys at 4 and 3 under, mm-hmm. which, you know, they changed that course around a little bit with the, you know, USGA versus the PGA. Right. And Torrey Pines is tough, you know, already. You know, we had a guy formerly of the Golf Channel on the other night. You want to play that course maybe a little bit earlier in the day before it gets hot and everything gets kind of, you know, for lack of a better term, crusty mm-hmm. on right. the greens and things like that, and everything kind of dries out. But surprising a little bit, you know, you're used to seeing maybe about 5 over, it feels like, for a U.S. Open, but you got some good scores.
Yeah, it's funny, the article that ESPN had about Phil Mickelson and how everyone just said, wouldn't that be an amazing story because he exceeded expectations, winning the PGA at Ocean Club, and then the Ocean Course, I should say. And then this is his home track, but it's not the home track you just pointed out that he grew up on. He's 3 over, by the way. The cut is at 4 over. Right now, Phil makes the cut, but he's got some work to do. He's got the whole course to play, so hopefully Phil can grind.
And he was 4 over yesterday, right. So he did make up a little bit of ground, but not much.
Some of the usual suspects you're used to seeing, Rory McIlroy, he is at 1 over. Man, when's he ever going to win another major, if ever?
You know, he's a guy that's kind of tailor-made for this course, too. He's a guy that fits this course really well, but I don't know, you know, again, golf is looking for that face, and nobody's going to be Tiger Woods. I understand that from a success standpoint.
Right.
But golf doesn't have that guy right now that people look at. I think they were hoping Phil, you know, all of a sudden Phil comes out of nowhere, and it's like, okay, now Phil's again the Mr. Popular, and, you know, comes out just 400.
But you can't, your sport can't be based on 51-year-old guys.
No. I'm with you, but I think they're looking for somebody to kind of take that mantle of the face.
But here's the thing, like guys like Spieth, he wins all those majors and he hasn't won since 17. Brooks Koepka, like I'm a Florida State guy, Koepka has no charisma. Let's call it what it is. Nor does Bryson DeChambeau, who's more of a novelty item because people either love him or hate him. But DeChambeau is a guy who, by the way, and here's the thing, he's even, before you know it, he could be 400. DeChambeau is even par. He shot a 69 today, so he's certainly in the mix. As I said, he's going to make the cut. But we'll see, man. It's Father's Day. It's a tradition, not a tradition like any other, but it's, remember the Mark James line?
Yeah.
But an event like any other, he called it. But it is Father's Day, and it is kind of cool to see somebody who can have his old man there or salute his dad and win the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines.
And Mark's got some signed baseballs if you need. But anyway, you know, you're a NASCAR guy. One of the things that I think has always made NASCAR great is white hat versus black hat, right? The good versus bad. That's one of the things that has made golf so much fun has been this, you know, been
good
this
kept up,
you know, DeChambeau type of feud. Like that. People love and rally around that kind of stuff. I mean, people want to see that kind of personality and those kinds of things happen. I think golf is looking for look, I'm sure that they don't want guys going after each other that way, but still – that's why people rally around those kinds of things in sports.
Story number
an event like any other.
There's our old,
there you go.
Our old compadre, Mark James. And the third story tonight, our top three, it's the Braves in action. And again, are we going to get good Fried, bad Fried? I know you said he's been a bit up and down. Carlos Martinez going for the Redbirds, Max Fried for the Braves tonight. And it is Father's Day hat night, by the way. A Father's Day appropriate, not too busy blue cap for the Braves.
And obviously they'll be in the red jerseys tonight. It's Friday night at Truist.
Hey, man, we come back. Charles Barkley, our weekly visit. We step into the Redmont zone. What does Charles think about the Hawks? What does he think about the crazy drama in Dallas? And who's going to the championship? Charles Barkley, next.
Terrible.
Most important story of the day.
Hey, man, it's a Friday in Paradise. We got John Chukri in for Carl Dukes today. Yeah, the Georgia Rattlesnake is here, brother, and we're getting you hyped for could be an elimination game. That's the way we're looking at it, game 6 tonight.
Oh, no, it's an elimination game. It's an elimination, all right.
One of our favorite things on Friday is get to talk to Charles Barkley, and Charles will be actually hitting the road Saturday. Charles Barkley live in the Redmont Zone at Total Wine and More in Alpharetta. That's 6290 North Point Parkway Plaza, 12 to 3, a bottle signing event. So everybody loves Chuck, so go see Charles in person, and he joins us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. What's up, boss?
Hey, I got a feeling I know what y'all want to talk about today.
All right, brother, let's start with it. I mean, if you're the Sixers, I mean, Charles, it just seems like the world is crashing down on them. Can they handle the pressure? Are they going to fold tonight?
I think the Hawks will win the game tonight. I'm not going to lie. I think the Hawks will win the game. My Sixers, from a psychological standpoint, I don't know how they can bounce back from that choke job the other night. So I think the Hawks do close them out tonight.
As always, Charles is brought to you by Redmont Vodka, 8 times distilled, non-GMO, and gluten-free. Charles, what do you make of a Hawks team that really, since the first half of Game 1, finds itself constantly getting itself down by 10, 12, 18, 26, but always seems to find a way to rally and get this thing back. What do you make of that kind of Jekyll and Hyde aspect, you know, of an NBA team, especially at this time in the playoffs?
Well, I think because they're young. They've never been in this pressure situation before. Like I said at halftime of the last game, I said, this Hawks team looks like they're young. Mm-hmm. They've never been punched in the mouth and just don't realize the regular season is not the same as the postseason. The intensity is on a whole nother level. But they got so many weapons. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got a lot of weapons. Like the other night, Gallinari and Lou Williams turned that whole game around. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple games ago, remember it was Shake Milton from the Sixers?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then Steph Curry. But the Hawks got more weapons. So I think that gives them an advantage if they don't just – if the moment's not too big for them.
Right. And we've done it without three-point shooting. We had a great three-point shooting night in game one, and then we've been winning without it. Charles, what do you make – where do you fall on Ben Simmons? I mean, tremendous talent, but do you say, look, you just got to hit the gym and take a gazillion free throws and work on the outside game? Where do you fall on a talent that doesn't take jump shots?
Well, I've said before, Ben Simmons can be an all-star because he's got a lot of talent. He can never be a superstar if he can't shoot. I've said, and I think they've gotten mad at me in Philly. Mm-hmm. I said, no, he can be an all-star, but he can't be a superstar. Because, number one, he don't shoot the ball, so it's really four against five. And then, secondly, when the game's on the line, you can't go to him. I mean, think about it. Go back to the last game. He's standing – an all-star is standing over in the corner, and they're afraid to give him the ball, and he don't want the ball. So it's really a disadvantage for the Sixers.
Charles, in a game like this, given what happened the other night in such a big comeback and obviously the emotions running high and low for both sides, how important is that first 5, 6, 7 minutes in a game like this? Can that really decide, you know, how this thing is going to play out tonight very early on?
100% agree with you. I think the first quarter is going to be huge because if the Sixers get down, they're going to feel that pressure. Mm-hmm. And number one, if the Hawks get off to a great start, Sixers will feel pressure, but also that crowd will be going nuts. So I think whoever leading at the end of the first quarter, I think will win that game tonight.
Nice. I like the sound of that. Charles Barkley's in a Redmont zone. Redmont vodka, guys. Vulcan gin. It's great stuff. Goes great with Red Bull. Goes great on the rocks. Matter of fact, go see Charles. Is he going to be?
Is it made by Vulcan?
Sided bottles. No, it's great stuff, man. Again, you're going to be hitting the road on Redmont zone. Total wine and more in Alpharetta, guys. That's where Charles is going to be noon to 3 on Saturday. Charles, what do you make like of the comeback? Have you ever been in the situation where you got a lead? Okay, everyone gets to sit. Starters get pulled. And it looked like the Sixers couldn't find that vibe again when they had to go back in the game. Embiid, the only guy that could do anything was Seth Curry. Is that something that, I mean, Doc is damned if he does, damned if he doesn't? Because Embiid needed some rest.
Well, the thing is, like I say, if Embiid or Seth Curry doesn't score, they're at a huge disadvantage. And when they couldn't get going because, number one, they were going at Seth Curry on defense. They post Gallinari every time he was guarding. Embiid has been getting tired, so the Sixers are at a serious disadvantage. I mean, that's the issue. But like I say, man, tonight, I can't wait to watch the game tonight because this is what real basketball is when it's an elimination game.
And you know, Charles, what's amazing is you think about what the Hawks did, and Bogdanović and Huerter really did nothing. And especially early in that game, Bogdanović couldn't hit anything all night long. You would think, Charles, back home, and especially, you know, their Hawks bench outscored the 76ers 37-13 in that game the other night. You would think that a lot of these kind of X factors all kind of checkmark toward the Hawks tonight.
Well, if you saw last night with Middleton and those other guys, for some reason, role players play a lot better at home. So I expect Bogdanović, Collins, and I think Trey, if he pushes that ball, get right. That crowd going crazy, man, I do. I'm serious. Hey, that's Ernie Johnson in the background.
Please, Ernie.
they found my wayward tee shot, apparently. But, dude, I think if the crowd is going crazy tonight, Bogdanović, Collins, even Capella got a really good chance of just going and finishing this thing off.
Nice. Hey, man, we talked a lot as Charles Barkley joins us here in the Redmond Zone from the golf course with EJ Jr., by the way. We talked a lot about Trey versus Luka. Trey is now becoming a superstar on the big stage. What do you make of the soap opera in Dallas? Donnie Nelson steps away. Rick Carlisle steps away. And is Luka a drama queen? What's Mark Cuban going to do to put this fire out?
You know, man, I've been saying this for years. I worry where the NBA is going. Now you see Lucas getting people fired. You see, Zion, his family ain't happy with. So now, hey, the players run the league. They can get everybody hired and fired. And that's just where we're at. And it's really unfortunate. I'm like, wait a minute. Why are these young kids running the league? They haven't accomplished anything yet. And that's what bothers me. Like, getting people fired after 1 or 2 years in the league, that's not right, in my opinion. And Zion's family need to shut the hell up. We're not asking them their opinion. So they need to shut the hell up.
You know, Charles, it's moving toward a different-looking playoffs from the star power this year. It's a lot of guys that are getting their kind of chance to be in this big stage. You know, there's no AD, no LeBron, you know, either Milwaukee or, you know, Brooklyn's obviously going to get knocked out. So the MVP's already been knocked out. It is a different look and feel from a star perspective. Is that a good thing, or, you know, does the NBA want Steph and LeBron and those guys to help make as many eyeballs as they can on the product?
Well, I think it's great for the NBA because, you know, when they start creating these super teams, we ruin all these franchises. Mm-hmm. You know, you want competitive balance. And, you know, when Kevin and Russ left OKC, we're not going there ever again. When LeBron left Cleveland, Miami, we're never going there again. Toronto, when Kawhi left, I hate super teams. It's great that the Atlanta Hawks are doing well. Mm. I love that. I mean, you know, you knew Brooklyn was going to be good when they got those three guys. But I love the fact that the Atlanta Hawks are good. The Clippers are doing great. You know, Dallas got a good team. I mean, you know, my Phoenix Suns are doing great. So I think it's better for the league we have a bunch of good teams.
You buying what LeBron was selling the other day, that because of the compressed schedule? Or is that just, I mean, you have injuries every year, but all the guys that are dealing with something, now Kawhi is out. I mean, what were they supposed to do, start the season in February?
Hey, I don't know why LeBron's even, he resting up. So what the hell is he talking about? Why don't you talk to the guys who are actually still playing? Why is he worried about who getting tired of? He's getting plenty of rest right now. He's been off like a month now, so shut the hell up.
Charles, if you have Philadelphia and Milwaukee get knocked out in this, is it time for those franchises to take a real hard look inside and say, you know, we've got elite players on this team, but, you know, neither franchise is really getting over the hump?
Let me tell you something. If Philadelphia and Milwaukee both lose, it's going to be major changes. Major changes. I mean, because, yeah, and I know how Philly works. That's going to be major changes because, you know, you can't keep doing the same thing every year. Mm-hmm. This is like the third or fourth year in a row where they didn't reach their full potential. When you lose to teams, listen, the Milwaukee Bucks should have no issue right now. With no Harden, no Kyrie, really, for this entire series, since game 3 or 4, if they lose this series, you got to say yourself, man, something's got to change. And same thing in Philly, because they can't keep doing this thing with Ben Simmons. Like, he says every year, I'm going to work on my jump shot. But, like, yo, man, the years are going by. And we're not good enough.
Well, Charles, I would tell you, if Philadelphia loses, a pro tip for you, put the Odyssey.com app on your phone. Then that way you can listen to all of the Philadelphia sports talk radio stations and you can hear how bad it's going to get. So I'm going to point you, give you the pro tip. That's your pro tip for today. No golf lesson, but your pro tip is to put the Odyssey.com app on your phone to be able to listen to stations all over the country.
Hey, let me tell you something. If Philly loses, I'll fly up there just to listen to talk radio this weekend.
I mean, I know that you played there. I mean, we've all been through it. I went up there for an Eagles-Falcons game. If ever there was a fan base, there was some pleasure watching the reaction as Embiid was missing those free throws, man. It was a sight. So, again, for the record, you got the Hawks winning tonight, Charles.
I got the Hawks winning tonight. I'm not going to guarantee it, but I like the Hawks tonight.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.